they would have been very happy with it. And then they would have said to me, "Oh, Yazid, may you never be hindered or paralyzed. We have killed their master's leader and surely equaled it to Badar. Hashem has played with the kingdom. Hashem has played with the kingdom while... well, no news came from the heavens, nor were there any revelations. Nor were there any revelations. And then you ask that Hussein should not be killed?
And what should be asked from the grandson of the one who ate Hamza's liver? How can you ask those who ate the liver of the pure? How? How can you ask those whose meat grew from the blood of the martyrs? How can they not hate us, the people of the house, when they look at us with such hostility and hate? And then you say, without feeling guilt or any remorse, they would have been very happy, after which they should have said, Yazid, may you never be paralyzed, while you hit the lips of Abu Abdullah, the leader of the youth in paradise, and hit them with your stick. How dare you against Allah? How detestable are you?
The sorrow of Karbala against the sorrow of Badr.
Yes, by Allah. For you have made our wounds much deeper and totally exterminated us by killing the progeny of Muhammad and the earth stars of Abdul Muttalib's family. I certainly do not praise your tribute to your non-believing forefathers. By Allah, O Yazid, you will be meeting them very soon, and you will wish that you had been paralyzed and dumb and not have said what you have said and done that which you did.
May Allah slit your skin like he has slit your brother's skin.
You will not slit up anybody here, but your own skin and body, when you stand before Allah's messenger, bearing the burden of shedding his progeny's blood and the dishonoring of his family. Here Allah will gather them all, and the oppressed will get revenge, and he will give them their rights. You must remember, speak not of those who have died as if they were dead. No, they live with their Lord and are taken care of.
Isn't it enough that the sword is the judge between us? Peace has become precious between us.
It's sufficient that Allah is the judge, and Muhammad is your opponent, and Gabriel is our protector. Those who made it easy for you and gave you leadership over the Muslims will soon know which of us is worse off and has the weakest army.
Oh, you who calls what is praised of all calls, surely death is easy for the crying women. Can you imagine what the Roman Emperor would have done if a woman actually spoke to him in the same manner that this woman is speaking to me? Would he have not ordered her crucifixion?
It's only the calamity that has forced me to talk to you. For I see you insignificant in my eyes. I find your attack great and your reproach unbearable. But the eyes are filled with tears, and the heart is filled with sorrow. And how very strange that the honored party of Allah gets killed by the deserted party of Satan. If you consider our defeat your greatest achievement, then you will soon pay its high price. Here you won't see anything but what your hands have accomplished. And your Lord is not oppressive against his servants.
I swear that I will let you follow your brother.
Master, if you kill her, the situation will be turned against you. The people will rebel and the conditions will be unfavorable for you.
May she be condemned. By Allah, I will plot as no leader has ever plotted against his citizens.
We are not your citizens. Go ahead and plot. Put your plans forward and increase your efforts, Yazid. By Allah, you will not erase our memory. Nor will you wipe out our revelations, nor will the shame of your deeds be deleted, for your plans will be in vain. Your days are limited in number, and your wealth will cease. On the day when the witness will call, may Allah's curse be on those who did injustice.
Keep her silent! May Allah silence her! Keep her silent!
Be calm, my aunt. By Allah, you have explained that which a scholar would find difficult to explain.
Just give me that girl, my master. So I shall give her the worst of punishments, so she may be guided to obey only you, my master.
You are a liar. Neither you nor your prince can do that.
I can certainly do that. If I so wish, I can give you to him.
No, by Allah, you are not able to do that. Only if you leave our religion and take another religion instead. And I believe you already have done that. Why don't you make it public in front of the people?
No, it was your father and brother who had left the religion.
It is by Allah's, my grandfather's, and father's religion that your family has been guided, if you really are Muslim.
You are lying, Allah's enemy!
Enemy of Allah? By Allah, you are nothing but a vicious leader. You curse, oppress, and subdue with your power. Those who are disbelievers shall not expect that our giving them a long life is for their own good. No, we only give them a long life so that their sins can grow. They have a sincere punishment ahead. Allah, the High, the Mighty, has spoken the truth.
We were granted 6 things, and favored with 7. We were granted knowledge, clemency, leniency, fluency, courage, and love for us in the hearts of the believers. We were favored by the fact that from among us came the chosen prophet, and from us is the very truthful one, and from us is the Lion of Allah and the prophet, and from us came this nation's 2 children and its Mahdi. O people, whoever recognizes me knows me, and whoever doesn't, let me tell him who I am and to what family I belong. I am the son of Mecca and Mina. I am the son of Zamzam and Al-Safa. I am the son of he who carried the black stone in the ends of the mantle, the son of the best man who put on a loincloth and clothes, the best man who put on sandals and walked barefoot, the best man who made tawaf and sa'i, the son of the best man who offered hajj and pronounced talbiyah, the son of he who was transported on the barak in the air, the son of he who was forced to travel from the sacred mosque in Mecca to the remote mosque in Jerusalem, the son of he who was taken by Gabriel to the end of the horizons, the son of he who drew near his Lord, so he was the measure of 2 bows or closer still. I am the son of he whom angels sent blessings upon. I am the son of he whom the Almighty revealed what he revealed. I am the son of Muhammad al-Mustafa. I am the son of Ali al-Mutada. I am the son of he who fought the creatures until they all said, "There is no other God but Allah." The son of he who struck the enemies with 2 swords before Allah's apostle, and stabbed them with 2 spears, emigrated twice, pledged allegiance twice to the prophet, and fought against the unbelievers at Badr and Hunain, and never disbelieved in Allah, not even for a second. I am the son of he who was backed by Gabriel and supported by Michael. I am the son of he who defended the Muslims and killed the breakers of the oaths of allegiance and the renegades, and struggled against his tiring enemies, those who hate Ahlul Bayt, and the first to respond to Allah and his messenger from among the believers, and the prior to all the previous ones, and the breaker of the heathens, and an arrow from the shooting places of Allah against the hypocrites, and the tongue of the worshipper's wisdom, and the supporter of the religion of Allah, the protector of Allah's affairs, and the garden of the wisdom of Allah. He was generous and benevolent. He was noble, satisfied, and brave. The one who put an end to the bad relatives. He separated parties, the most resolute and the most honored, the firmest of them in determination, the boldest of them in speech. He was a brave lion. He was the one who valiantly destroyed all the enemies on the battlefields and dispersed them in the wind. The Lion of Hijaz and the Ram of Iraq. From Mecca, from Medina, from Badr, from Uhud, from Shajar the emigrant, the master of the Arabs, and the lion of the snakes, the inheritor of the sanctuaries, the father of 2 grandchildren, Hassan and Hussein. This is my grandfather, Ali, son of Abu Talib. I am the son of Fatima al-Zahra. I am the son of the mistress of all women. I am the son of the pure and chaste. I am the son of the prophet's own heart. I am the son of... I am the son of the one covered.